people get really upset at the mere suggestion that earthworms are not entirely beneficial.
This is Hypothesis. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, a story about how some invisible goings-on underground are changing the city's natural landscape above ground.
To the best of anybody's knowledge right now, the ones you find are all the non-natives.
Faith Costell-Hughes is the Director of Environmental Studies at the College of New Rochelle. She says this story actually starts about 20,000 years ago, during the last ice age.
The glaciers wiped out any earthworms that would have been here,
along with most other native species. After the thaw, many of the animals and plants that had survived further south repopulated the area. But earthworms are little and slow.
They might have moved a few meters a year.
So for centuries, the forest regrew without them, until European and then Asian earthworms started getting brought in.
In horticultural specimens, plants as part of that trade, and then as bait.
But it wasn't until a few decades ago that researchers studying New York City parks noticed something weird in some areas.
What normally would be a forest carpeted with leaves now has very few leaves.
Earthworms were eating them all.
And it's covered with these pellets, these crumbs the earthworm casts.
Native trees need the leaves to protect and nurture seeds. Without them, the oaks and hickories that used to dominate are disappearing. And in their place, non-native trees that don't require leaf litter are moving in. But the worms also provide food for birds and other animals. And they're great in compost piles.
They're powerful. And depending on the context, those powers can be beneficial to some species and not to others.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.